Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly, Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we do low self-esteem rock, new category. We'll also get into Mr. Skin's top 10 and the final top 10 of women most disgusted to have sex with me, 2020. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. More online holiday shopping is going on this year, sure. And you may be at high risk for identity theft and phishing attacks. Experts recommend checking your credit score, not overspending, limiting new credit cards, and freezing credit if needed. Even after the holidays, it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our lives. These holidays, you could miss identity threats by just monitoring your credit and bank statements alone. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information is being used, they will send you an alert. They are LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you feel warm and protected this holiday season. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code Adam. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com. Promo code Adam.
Join Adam Carolla and producer Chris Loxamana this Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific on the Stereo app. Download the Stereo app, create your profile, and join us at 2 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday. Through the Stereo app, you can ask the Ace Man anything you want, and he'll answer it live. Plus, one random Stereo app user is going to win $500. Get the Stereo app today and join us Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific for another live round of Q&A's. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Vinny Tortorich. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, a visit from Mr. Skin, and we'll reveal the top 10 women most disgusted to sleep with Adam for 2020. And now, Vinny is so hardcore NSNG, he's going to give Adam crap for spending Monday's episode talking about the band Bread. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No judgment to get on. Your mandate, you get it on now. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. Good day, Gina Grad.
Good day to you.
Handball, Brian.
Poops.
I'm going to talk more about Bread. Sorry, oh, Vinny.
I was worried we wouldn't.
Well, I was alarmed to wake up this morning and see a tweet that corrected me. We got into the Bread songs and the category of wuss rock. Mm-hmm. I thought of a new category today, which was low self-esteem rock, the self-deprecating rock. So I have a few offerings, and Dawson's got a couple, too.
I think Brian and I also have one or two.
Okay, good. I hadn't heard if you guys got the message or not. So we can we can explore the low self-esteem rock as well. But this Bread song, Diary, which is one that I offered up to you guys on Monday's show, I'd heard this song 10,000 times. I wasn't aware how it ended. We were laughing that the other Bread song was, you know, him letting his lady go and she should be free to find and experience other lovers. And there'd always be a room open for her if she ever decided to wander back. And
something he never said to his wife, apparently.
Yeah, so now this song, he finds the diary under the tree. We got this part right.
Yeah.
And in the diary, she'd announced that she'd found the love that she'd been looking for. And, you know, I think we all rightfully assumed he was talking about the guy who was reading the diary.
Sure. It's a great story.
But as it turns out, maybe he was just a maintenance man or a groundskeeper or something. He just, a drifter, stumbled across this diary. So he thinks she's talking about him and wanting to marry him. Turn up a little, Dawson.
And though she tried to hide the love that she knew now, wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. And as I go through my life, I will give to her my word.
So it's his wife.
Yeah, sure.
All the sweet things I can find.
It starts to turn, though.
I found her diary underneath the tree and started reading about me.
Or was it about him?
The words began to stick and tears to flow. Her meaning now is clear to see. The love she'd waited for was someone else, not me.
No!
No!
Cocked!
Wouldn't you know?
Was this the same bitch he was leaving the open room for?
She wouldn't show it. And as I go through,
now listen to how he changes it.
I will wish for her, his bride.
His bride.
What?
All the sweet things she can find. All the sweet things they can find.
They can find.
Is he the Buddha? Does he just not have like an adrenal gland?
Has he given her up?
I don't know, but this is two of their biggest hits were songs about chicks who, well, unrequited love for sure. I would like to have been a fly on the wall at one of those Bread band meetings when this guy came in with a new folder of songs. And I'm sure the other guys were like, can't we do this? The early 70s. How about one about being a band on the run or rambling?
Yeah, loving them and leaving them.
Life on the road, or
not them loving us and leaving us.
Shut up, motherfuckers. We're doing a song about a diary.
All right, let me pitch this next one. I got one. I got one about us, a band. We go on the road.
Yeah.
We all end up in the tour bus.
All right.
And we watch one of our lower level roadies get blown by a groupie.
What? Wait.
But. I mean, the group just blew all of us, and now we're in our
right.
factory.
Yeah, it's like a sloppy second.
I got a working title here. It's called "Hand Me a Towel."
Uh huh.
And that's it. It's one of our lower level. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who it is. But one of the roadies.
No, it's better if he's unnamed.
Right. He kicks us out of the tour bus so he can bang a groupie, and then later on he bangs on the window when he wants a beer and a towel. And we'll provide that. Yeah.
Is he holding us at like knife point? Does he have a gun?
No, just, you know, part of the theme.
Does he have incriminating photos or evidence that could destroy our careers?
Right, we're being blackmailed.
I think you guys are taking too deep a dive on this one. I already got this one down. I got another one. This one is about us rolling into town and walking past the single ladies and ordering a knee high. It's a grape soda.
Did you do some crazy stuff with that knee high bottle? Yeah, I'm tired.
No. We're just going to get the soda and then we're going to go back to our hotel rooms and masturbate.
Alone?
Well, that's how you masturbate, you know.
Well, you said we're going to go back to our hotel rooms.
Well, we'll go to our own rooms. I'm not saying I'm not a weirdo.
You're not a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo. I'm glad someone agrees with me finally in this band meeting. I feel like everything's a slog with you guys. All right, so I had this other idea.
Okay.
We're on a flight, right? We get a chartered jet because we're going on a European tour, right?
That's how we do.
Shit up in Europe.
Yeah. I call this one the Mile High Club.
We're all ears.
We get up on the plane, right? We're all partying. Yeah. We're having a good time up on the plane. Then I get up to use the bathroom, and I find out, but I can't use it because the same roadie is fucking a stewardess in it.
So then you open the hatch and you boot him out of the plane, right?
Yeah, you throw him straight off the plane.
And then you take his lady.
No, I just go to the jump seat and masturbate.
It's a pretty small plane.
Yeah, well, I know. Most planes with jump seats. But you get the general... I call it the Mile High Club. That's us. That's about us, you know, going to Europe, life on the road, and then we land in Brazil.
That's a part. Everybody knows Brazil's where you go for partying.
Yeah, and they got all those dudes there that are into Muay Thai, you know, and we just kind of hang out with the dudes.
Oh, well, they have. They're always around chicks, right? The Brazilian butt lifts.
Yeah, they get all the greatest.
Yeah, they get all the chicks, and we hand out all the towels. I got one more.
Okay.
This is called I Forgive You.
It's a concept album?
This one's called I Forgive You, Mom. I come home early for Thanksgiving.
and
I walk into my parents' bedroom. My dad's not home because he's in the hospital with cancer.
Okay.
And the pool man is balls deep in my mom.
Is this all pretext to the song, or do we get into it?
It's in the song. It's in the body of the song.
All right, I should have guessed that at this point.
Yeah, obviously, I'm not going to say balls deep. We want some FM spins here, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to find.
Hey, Jim.
And then I tell my mom, and then I weep and tell my mom I understand.
You know, we've been thinking for a while. You're too good for us. We're not a good enough band. We think it's time for you to really spread your wings and go solo.
Yeah. What about that solo practice?
Yeah. What do you want with us? Yeah.
Well, look, I don't want to bring ethnicity in this, but the band is called Bread, not Bagel. So hit the bricks, Jewy.
Touche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And good luck finding another band leader, another front man who wants to sing about... these sensitive but rarely spoken about subjects.
Indeed. Good luck to us.
It's a niche subject for sure. I don't know how we're going to get by, but we got to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the way, that Johnny Come Lately trend of rocking and coming to town and rocking your socks off and loving your ladies, that'll be over by 1973. I guarantee it. It's got no legs.
It'd be nice, yeah.
Right, well, it did.
Handing your roadie a jizz towel, that's going to go the distance?
Well, you don't hand him a jizz towel, becomes a jizz towel. You hand him a towel. Any towel can start as a towel. It only becomes
my bad.
Rarely
right.
On Jim's side, but that's a ridiculous question.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry.
I got one more. This is kind of one of those docu-songs. It's like a look back, like a memory glass.
Those are very popular. Yeah, good.
All right. Again, it's a little bumpy, but we can work it out. This one is called My Stepmom Anita Caught Me Masturbating.
Maybe hold on.
To you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think that salvages
parentheses
it, right?
Parentheses to you.
to you, right.
Parenthetical.
Yeah. And that way it opens the imagination, right?
Right. Sure.
I mean, that's a signature song.
All right.
For that.
Let's. The studio ain't paying for itself. We got to get in and start laying those tracks down.
And a one, two, three.
All right. I had another... comical low self-esteem song. So anyway, it turns out the bread guy's never singing. He's always getting the dirty end of the stick, that guy.
And he likes it.
One of my favorite old John Hyatt songs. God, I think this is from like 1982, 1984. Now, John is funny because he does low self-esteem rock too, but it's self-deprecating. It's funnier.
Must be some mistake. I dialed 6 3 7 11 88. I got some geezer, said his girlfriend's on the town. I said I got the wrong number, and I slammed the phone down. Thought about it for a minute till the anger went away. I figured every dog in town is gonna have his day. Well, I could count the teardrops, or I could wonder why. Be your lover now, I don't even try.
Favorite part about this song is when he starts talking about his current life.
It was champagne parties and sweet love scenes. Now it's one beer at midnight and girly magazines. I stack the empty cans up like a freshman in school. It's the kind of thing you ain't do when you ain't nobody's fool. Got my socks locked in the oven, something's growing in the sink. I can't begin to feast the day without a couple of drinks. Ain't had a decent meal since you made me cry. Well, I used to be your lover, now I don't even try.
I love this line.
Memories. Take a look at what you've done to me. It's getting so all I do is watch TV. Can't even prove that I'm alive.
Ooh, right on your break.
All right. You can write. I just love, can't even prove like that I'm alive. It's got his socks in the oven. Something's growing in the sink. I just
I
love,
like
I love some comedy, but I also love it that he's talking about, just getting crushed by a chick. All right. Just a 20-second beginning for my last song, which was a Fleetwood Mac song called Oh Well.
Your favorite.
I forgot this was Fleetwood Mac.
Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac.
Ah, that's why. It's a good song. You guys know this one? It's going to hit you. A nice groove here. You're gonna know it. Doesn't sound like Fleetwood Mac.
I can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good riff. Yeah, this song just jumped in my head because most lead singers don't talk about not being able to sing. He ain't pretty. He can't sing, and his legs are thin. It's not the typical front man confessional. Oh, this song rocks.
It's not braggadocious.
Yes. All right. Dawson, did you have an offering or two? And we got Gene and Bald, too.
I do. I got a couple of them. Remarkably, I found out they're both from the same
Collins.
Year.
Yeah.
This is
Genesis.
I almost
got this one.
I Can't Dance. Big hit in 1991.
Not a fan.
For a good reason.
No.
I love this song.
I hate this song.
It's an earworm.
Hot sun beating down.
But not being able to dance, I feel like there's a lot of dudes. Like, I bet if you talk to The Rock and you said, are you a good dancer? You go, I can dance. Like,
the dude's like, let me step in.
That's right. Let me lay down my cardboard. All right. Next offering, Dawson. I Can't Dance is not, it's all right.
All this stuff is right up Joe Walsh's wheelhouse.
Mm.
Also from 1991. the title track to the album, Ordinary Average Guy.
Oh.
Remember this
Joe
one?
Walsh, yeah.
I'm just an ordinary average guy. My friends all are boring. And so am I.
Well, he has a rich history of this because he's got Life's Been Good to Me so far, right?
Yep. Also from his new record, there's a song called Analog Man.
Yeah.
But this is the only song I know that speaks of picking up dog poop in the yard.
Oh, really?
That's the third verse.
That's good.
Pick up the dog poop and hope that it's hard.
All right, Gina, did you come up with one?
Yeah, I have two. Dawson, did you get the other one? Just to be, I'll start with the one that I sent you first.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little on the nose, but that's what this is all about. It's the anthem of sad emo bitches.
Oh, I'm a creep. I like this
song. This song is so overplayed, but still quite good.
Yes.
I mean, it's right there in the title.
All right, we know this one. Good,
and
good offering. Yes,
thank you. My favorite. I don't know if Dawson, if you have it, because I made it. There we go.
Oh,
the
offering.
The greatest anthem of no self esteem. It's called No Self Esteem.
Fucking love the offering. Now we may have to listen a little more to this song. I can't tell if it's because I love Dexter so much or I just love the music.
I think they're symbiotic. The offspring is sweet.
This is a hit for a reason. And a little tongue in cheek. It's great. I wrote her off
for the 10th time today. Adam, how many times do you hear this in the halls of K-Rock?
God, I. You know, for me, I have like a couple memories of K-Rock. When I used to call in as Mr. Burcham, I'd be on hold for 5 or 10 minutes sometimes, and I would always be hearing this song, or maybe an Oasis song, or maybe a Glycerin.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, God, yes.
Yes, I would just hear... Who was Glycerin? That was
Bush.
Yeah, I'd hear like a Bush song. Some Green Day.
This is it.
Fucking
now,
love.
You know, that's love okay because I love
Yes. Let's turn it up for a second. We make plans, go out at night. I wait till 2, then I turn out the light. This rejection got me so low. Yeah, you guys should see these guys live.
It's awesome.
All right. I think we used this song in The Hammer. I can't remember which Offspring song we used in The Hammer. Brian, you got one?
I do. I'll apologize in advance. I didn't get this till I was done with physical therapy today, so I don't have much time to think about it. But, and this might not be in the lines of the hilarious songs you guys picked out, but at the very least, you'll like the song.
Oh, Steely Dan. Yeah.
Deacon Blues.
Fucking love this song. Steely Dan's so good.
This is in the top 10 of most played partisan songs of my childhood.
You're lucky your dad had good taste in music. Or your mom. I think it was your dad.
My dad. A fun fact about this song. Walter Becker himself says the protagonist in Deacon Blues is a triple L loser. It's about a broken dream of a broken man living a broken life.
Wow.
So a bit heady, but I think it fits.
All right. We got Mr. Skin calling in.
Also on The Hammer, it was Gotta Get Away by The Offspring.
Oh, Gotta Get Away. Yeah. Different Offspring song. But that was nice. I think I just called Dexter, and he's like, yeah, use our song. It's
kind of
doesn't have to be hard.
Doesn't have to be hard. Yeah. So I got to talk to Dexter because we got to get some tacos, man. And he always wants me to go flying with him. So he's a certified jet pilot, by the way. He flies private jets. So that'll be kind of a interesting experience with Dexter. And if something happens, you know, the headlines will be lead singer of Offspring dies and this other guy.
And a friend.
All right. So do we want to roll into something else here? Or do we want to get Mr. Skin up? Let me hit a spot.
I have a question, by the way. I don't know if you were informed or not, but I got a big old car question. They're holding my car hostage at Subaru.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see.
And I do have a question about that.
Yeah. What do you got? Go ahead.
So I went in because all my lights were going up on the dashboard after this, you know, the rocket, whatever.
They always come up around the holidays, right?
That's right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a festive dash. Don't apologize.
That's right. They didn't say that's what it was. They said it was something else with like a crankshaft and I don't know.
Crankshaft.
So I'll tell you what he said. It was a, he said.
He definitely didn't say crankshaft.
But are you sure?
I'm positive.
He goes, hold on. Here it is. Looks like the emission system is having an issue with the camshaft intake sprockets.
Oh, well, it's not a crankshaft, but it's internal, and it's not good.
That's not the problem. The good news, that's under warranty. I only pay $100 for that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I said, okay, but I still need my oil change because it burned oil and a coolant service because that too had been left neglected. So he goes, okay, I'm going to send that to you. I'm going to send you our plan, basically our 30,000 mile service plan. And you just sign off and let us know. Well, the 30,000 mile service plan with everything they want to do is $2,800.
Mm.
So I thought I just needed my oil changed and my coolant serviced and maybe my tires rotated. Is this the 30,000 thing, because they threw in a lot of a la carte stuff, that's like 800. Is that worth 800? Do you spend $800 to clean the air filter and do whatever else they're doing?
Well, I would tell them it's a Subaru and you choose to pay in love.
That's right.
That's
so you just go over there and give hugs to all the technicians.
Good idea. Taken the wrong way.
And then pull out of there.
The mask mandate. But is 800 normal? And then everything else they want to add on is almost $3,000.
All this stuff, they always get you with the, well, you know, we don't need to. It's how they do brakes. They go, well, you don't need new pads yet. But who knows? On your way home later today, brakes could fail completely and you could go into the side of a nuclear armament truck. So,
that's right.
And, you know, as long as we're changing the pads, we should turn the rotors, because if we don't turn the rotors when we put on the new pads, then it's going to etch the new pads and it's going to wear out the new pads. As long as we got the thing up on the lift and we're changing the pads. And as long as we got the rotors, then when they take the rotors off, they go, ooh, one of them is scored up so bad we can't turn it. There's nothing left there. We have to order you a new rotor, and then we have to bleed the system. And we also notice when we're taking the rotor off that one of your McPherson struts seems to have a little fluid coming down. And we could align the car, but if we align it and we leave that bad strut on it, then it's just going to screw up the alignment. And when the alignment gets screwed up, those new tires that we just balanced and mounted and aligned, well, those things are going to wear unevenly. And then at some point, you're going to feel a sharp pain in your rectum as you're driving out of this, and searing, numb-like feeling. It's a feeling of walking on glass and hot pins coming through your feet.
I don't want that.
There's going to be nausea, diarrhea. No. You could possibly have a miscarriage, even if you're not pregnant, if we not turn those rotors. Do you have family members?
I do.
They will perish as well. Your rotors affect the rotors of not only your immediate family, but everyone you've ever had sex with.
Some would be okay.
Right. But we don't want to risk the ones you still have feelings for.
Right. So, tell you what, can I just leave you my check? I'm going to fill out. I'm just going to put my name on the check and I'm just going to hand it to you blank and you figure it out because you know best.
That would sound great at first glance. But
yeah, I think it would be helpful.
The check doesn't cover the blowjob.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, so I will give you a blank check. I'll sign it. I'll cut a hole in the middle of the check.
See, the good news is it's dealing days over here at Subaru.
Oh, thank God.
We're having a fire sale on jizz. It's all got to go.
Does that go into the tank or?
The 2021 jizz is coming in, and we got to move all the stuff from 2020. With 2021's that the container ships are at the port of Los Angeles, and we got to move it. So
I can't afford not to.
Hey, can you fill out a check while you're blowing a guy, or should or no? Fill it out first.
Oh yeah, I mean, let's be safe. I mean, there's no reason to do it wrong. If you want something done right, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I would say: if you can go to an independent mechanic who's like certified and do all the same stuff versus the dealer's always the going to the dealer is like buying a sport coat at Caesars. Mm-hmm. It's like it's the same sport coat. You don't get it for free at Old Navy, but if you can find that
pretty
sport
close
coat somewhere else, get it there.
Don't buy luggage at the airport.
That's right.
Question, and I imagine you don't know this because I would have to call them, but I hear sometimes that doing it out somewhere else voids your warranty. Does that go with oil changes?
You obviously don't have a warranty, otherwise they cover that stuff, right?
Oh, that's true.
Well, there's other things that are under warranty, right? Like the drivetrain or the engine, stuff like that.
I don't have a train.
You're going to be pulling one with me and the rest of the mechanics in the lunchroom in about 20 minutes.
So you don't think I just need to hand them a $3,000 check and say, you know, I'm just a girl. I can just go somewhere and have them change my
oil. I think you can find an independent certified mechanic,
okay,
someone who is certified to do the dealer work, and thus your warranty will not be voided.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Skin is up. Let me tell you first about the Simply Safe. Everyone wants to keep their home and their family safe from break-ins, fires, floods, medical emergencies. Simply Safe Home Security award-winning 24/7 protection. Not only an arsenal of cameras and sensors, you get the best professional monitors in the business. They've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, EMTs. This is a great company. They've been around for a long time. You can tell they're doing well because they keep growing. Every time I turn on the TV, I see a Simply Safe spot. They've been with us for like a decade. We all use it here. Set it up yourself, peel and stick. Batteries last up to 10 years. Up and running in 30 minutes or less, and then you get the 24/7 monitoring. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, no installation costs. Right now, our listeners get a free home security camera with the purchase of Simply Safe, and you can do it at simplysafe.com/Adam. Get that free home security camera and a 60-day risk-free trial at simplysafe.com/Adam. All right, Mr. Skin is calling in from Chicago, I'm guessing, Chicago area. Am I right, Mr. Skin?
Yeah, suburbs of Chicago.
And website, MrSkin.com. You have your top 10 of the year?
Yeah, the top 10 nude scenes of the year, and it was a shitty year by all accounts, but with COVID, the pandemic, and all that, but there was a skindemic of nudity, Adam. It was even though you know, we couldn't go outside a lot, there was a lot of television and a lot of movies this year that came out. And really, the hard part these days for me is trying to narrow these lists down to 10. When I even just 10 years ago, there was nowhere near as many television shows, especially out there, especially that had nudity. So top 10 lists today are tougher to do,
yeah,
but I was able to figure it out. So,
well, I have a question. Kind of makes sense. I feel like there are more actresses and actors, for that matter, doing nudity these days. And I think I would chalk it up to this. When I was young and I was watching all those 80s movies or whatever, there was just sort of titty movies. You know, you had your Porky's and your Private Schools and your, you know, My Tutor and, you know, these like weird 80s, 90s, like titty movies. And no self-respecting real actress would be in one of those movies because it was a schlocky movie and then they were nude. Now there's good material in good movies and you're nude. And I feel like a lot of the actresses, if it has a context, if it feels like it's important or it makes sense or the script is good, then they'll do it. It doesn't feel gratuitous.
Yeah, you know, I think Game of Thrones had a big part to that because it was critically acclaimed, well-written, won a bunch of awards, and had a shitload of nudity in it. And you're right, I think back in the day, and it was an older thing where, you're right, if there was a movie with nudity, it wasn't for the A-list actresses. It was for more of the B-list actresses. But now, all these shows that are out there, and a lot of it has to do with Netflix and Hulu and Apple and Amazon and all their original programming. I mean, these are shows that get great reviews, have great following. We're not shocked anymore if there's a really good nude scene in a really good show. You know, it's just part of the way it is. And that's different when you and I, because we're about the same age, when we were kids, you didn't see, you know, the famous actress. You didn't see Raquel Welch showing up in a movie, you know, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High or something like that, you know?
Well, you know, it strikes me as I think back on my puberty and my childhood, the best Playboy edition would always be the Christmas issue because it was always big and thick and... all, and it was great.
Just like the ladies.
But I think it would be the Christmas issue that would have, like, the year in cinema.
And it was called Sex in Cinema, and that was a big influence or skinfluence on what I became because that was the one place as a kid I could go to and it kind of recap the year in movie nudity, kind of like I'm doing, but that was it. You know, it was a magazine that I couldn't even buy. I had to steal from my dad. And I love the issue with the sex in cinema.
You know, the only problem with the big Christmas edition on Playboy, it wasn't the nudity was awesome, and the cinema was great, but all the advertisements in Playboy, all they did was make me angry at my dad. Because all the advertisements on Playboy, you know, they didn't advertise Tide or maxi pads or anything. They advertised, you know, the Triumph TR6, you know, TR7 sports car. Like, they had cool British sports cars. They
stereo
had
equipment.
Really cool stereo equipment. Occasionally, even a shoe that my dad couldn't afford, you know, dingo boots, like $89, like, oh, fuck. And they'd show all these guys in their cool bachelor pads with their stereo equipment and their boots and their Triumph TR7 out in the parking lot. And they'd always have the chick who was coming out of the bathroom and she was wearing one of his Van Heusen dress shirts as a nightgown. She just got done plowing her. I was just look at all those ads, and I'd go, who the fuck could afford this? Who could look at that? That stereo equipment's got an 8-track and a cassette player built into it. Like, if you want to laugh, look back at the ads from the 70s and 80s Playboy shit. It's just all it's electronics that you would never have in your house anymore unless it was ironic. And bunch of British sports cars and leather boots, but it was all stuff I never saw in the Corolla house. All right,
and all equipment was in a sunken living room.
Yes,
right. No, you're right about that. And
that's right.
I'm old enough to remember, as you probably are, where you'd be driving with your buddies, listening to 8-track, and you're really getting into the song, and then you had to wait while it transferred to the next track. You know,
yeah. Or then when everything started going south and you had to, like, wedge a spoon into it so it would play. Like, you'd have to take a spork from Kentucky Fried Chicken and jam it in there because it didn't have enough friction. Those were lean times. And, yes, all of the bachelor pads had the sunken living room with the big high pile white shag that went right down the stairs, you know.
Great call.
And
great call.
Like, oh. And they would have speakers that were not in the shape of a box. It was like somehow a speaker that was sort of orbital or looked like an egg or oblong or something. Look at those speakers. They're not even in speaker shape. That's not a speaker shape. Oh, it was a big deal. Yeah. I miss those ads. There's nothing like that anymore, right? No one's advertising that shit. Yeah. Yeah, and cars.
The pop-ups on Instagram, maybe.
Yeah, it's just Beats headphones.
Mm. All right, Mr. Skin, should we go over the top 10 nude scenes of the year?
Yeah, you know, I could do is, so this list is right at the front page of MrSkin.com for free if anyone wants to come and check it out. Maybe I'll go over the highlights with you guys, the stuff I think you'd have interest in, and then if there's anything you want to ask me, feel free. But, like, again, this is from all the television and movies for the year, what I thought were the 10 best nude scenes, counting down from 10. So just starting at number 10 is Alison Brie in a movie called Horse Girl, which was a Netflix original movie released on February 7th. And, Adam, your audience would know her. She was Annie on the show Community from 2009 to 2000. Pretty famous.
She used to be blonde, right?
Yeah, she plays an awkward introvert in this movie who works at a craft store. And then in the climactic scene that made my number 10 nude scene, she walks completely nude in a craft store in perfect lighting. And I'm pretty confident that she crafted a merkin because that is not her real...
That is not...
If you guys
robust.
Could see the pics, you would know that is... That's very strange in this day and age. So we got the lowdown that was a merkin, and Adam, I did have to penalize for a merkin. It would have been much lower on the list if that was completely full frontal Alison Brie, but it still came in at number 10 because she is completely nude other than the merkin.
I bet she was devastated, but continue.
It's pricey pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one, a lot of people, do you guys know, Brian probably does, or Gina, but Lovecraft Country from HBO.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting, really interesting show. This was my sixth best nude scene. It's like a fantasy horror about a guy who travels across the U.S. in the 1950s, but it's so weird because they'll have, like, sex scenes with these really hot girls, and all of a sudden, like, tentacles will come out of their eyes and stuff, and it kind of ruins the nudity. But Journey Smollett, who had a great year with she was in Birds of Prey, and then she was on this Lovecraft Country. She had a sex scene with Jonathan Majors in the fifth episode that was such a hot scene, and it came in at my number six nude scene of the year, which obviously is very good. But
I would argue, but I would assume Journey Smollett is a Jussie Smollett sibling.
Yes, she is a sister.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I said. A lot of people know about this show, The Undoing.
I was wondering if this scene was going to be in there.
Yeah, you saw it, Gina. Adam, it's like this HBO psychological thriller miniseries starring Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. And a lot of people started watching it in the fall, and then it had like a cliffhanger, so everyone stuck around till a few weeks ago when it ended. But in the very first episode, Nicole Kidman sitting in a locker room, back when you sat in locker rooms, and in walks Matilda D'Angelo, this Italian actress, no clothes, no merkin, complete full frontal nudity. It was actually spectacular. She even does that, and you've had this happen in a locker room where, like, someone just is completely nude, and they just stand and talk to you, and they're not embarrassed at all, and she just does it. And she's so gorgeous, though, and so many people had no idea who she was, and then she did all this great nudity in this miniseries, and now she's kind of got a little following going, but that came in at number five, and it was a really shocking, great nude scene.
Yeah, the little following is one morbidly obese guy who's at the hardware store right now getting duct tape and zip ties and asking.
I run this website for 21 years. I know the man you speak of. I know those guys. So
he's asking the guy behind the counter, is this a good rag for ether, or is that any rag? Is cheesecloth better for ether?
I totally know those guys. But anyway, just a couple more I thought you guys might have an interest in. So many people are fans of Margot Robbie, and you know, I can't believe it's already been 7 years since Wolf of Wall Street, where she did that incredible nude scene. And I have to tell you that, people ask me all the time, like, if you do a real graphic nude scene, is that good or bad for your career? And think about this. Margot Robbie, when she did Wolf of Wall Street, was an Australian, like, unknown soap opera actress. And she did that scene, and now she's Harley Quinn and an A-list actress. But and she's a great example of, no, nudity is not bad for your career. But she did this movie, Dreamland, which came out on November 17th, and she has a two-minute topless scene at the hour and 18-minute mark. So that came in at number four, and I think people, I doubt many people watch Dreamland on VOD. I don't know, but we saw it and loved it, and it came in at number four on our best news.
I wonder if she shot that during COVID, and if she did, had to be a weird argument for the crew. Like, come on, the boom guy always needs a backup. Always. Always. Really,
his apprentice isn't going to sit on the side.
Ken, we're keeping it. Just a few amount of... And by the way, where were you when we shot the truck cab scene for the last 3 days? Well, you didn't need a boom mic for that one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure every guy's trying to get in to watch that. But no, that movie was actually shot, believe it or not, in 2017.
Oh, okay.
Just took a long time to get out. But
it did.
But just a couple more for you guys. And I'm curious if Gina or Brian know this show, because we had so many people really love this show this year. It's Daisy Edgar Jones in a Hulu series called Normal People. And one of the cool things about Hulu and Netflix is that they find these television shows from other countries and they plop them in the front of your Netflix queue or your Hulu page, and they become mainstream American shows. And so many people watch this Normal People, which is an Irish show. And this Daisy Edgar Jones plays an oddball girl, and she's dating a brainy sports star. And people, what they loved about it, and I think, Adam, you could relate to this, they felt like you were watching actual normal people. It didn't feel like, you know, Hollywood scripted crap. And she's really naturally, you know, she's a natural beauty. And there's a scene in the fourth episode where she's doing a completely nude selfie. And it came in at number two. And all year, I thought this was going to be the number one nude scene of the year, because it was way back when this happened. And I literally had the top 10 all queued up about a little over a week ago for the website. And then on December 3rd, a movie came out on VOD that completely upended my top 10 list, and it's a movie called...
Were you guys
Ammo
scrambling at Mr. Skin?
You know, like in movies when a big breaking news story and the guys in the newsroom are all running around? That's kind of what happened at the Mr. Skin offices, because this Ammo Night came out on December 3rd, and it stars Saoirse Ronan and Kate Winslet, and Saoirse Ronan's probably the least famous actress I know, because she's been nominated for four Oscars from mainstream movies like Little Women and Brooklyn and all these movies, and people don't know her because her name's such a screwy spelling, mm-hmm. but it's pronounced Saoirse. And Kate Winslet plays a real-life fossil hunter, and she's 45 years old. She has an affair, and it's set in the 1800s, so it's a little weird because they're wearing, like, pantaloons and stuff, but I got to tell you, they have a sex scene at the hour and 23-minute mark. I've never seen two A-list actresses have a scene like this. By the way, if you guys could see the picture, that's Kate Winslet on the bottom. That's
nice
Saoirse Ronan sitting on her face.
Oh, my.
Jesus Christ.
I was trying to figure out what I was looking at.
Yeah, if you watch the clip, you could tell, but just in the little still picture, it might be a little confusing. But
no, it makes sense now. Now the elbow placement makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's Kate Winslet on the bottom. And this is this scene goes on for quite some time. It's really, really an amazing scene. I've never seen, like I said, two A-listers do anything, females, this graphic in the history of movies and television. And it's my number one nude scene of 2020.
Kind of much makes you wonder if they were into it, you know?
I don't know, man. People ask me all the time, like, oh, was that sex scene real or not? Okay, I'm not saying that they were really having sex, but when you're literally sitting on someone's face, I mean, I don't know, what do you call it?
Yeah. Well, you know, they have Merkins and dental dams, but aside... All right, Mr. Skin, the website, MrSkin.com, and you can check out all these top 10 nude scenes. Kind of just keeps upping the ante every year. And I know for you, You're like the guys who paint the Golden Gate Bridge, man. As soon as you're done searching all the boobies from 2020, you go right to 2021. Oh. No time to celebrate. No time to pat each other on the back.
No, Adam, nudity never rests. We got to get right to 2021. It's going to be a big year.
Thanks, Mr. Skin.
All right. Take care, guys.
Take care, man. That guy's funny. He's always such a Chicago guy. It's always great. You know, they always talk about, like, contemporaries, like guys that are about your age, because it's weird when you talk to people that are 20 years younger, 20 years older. They don't get some of the references or some of the music or things like that. But let's remember that the greatest bond for men is, like, pornography. And it's like anybody who's the same age will remember those same Playboy the same issues and the same years and the Playmates and the Porkies and the titty movies of the time. Like if you guys were both 15 at the same time, you had a pretty limited selection of titties and boobies and movies that you could watch, and they'll all know those movies. I told you, Jimmy and I originally bonded over Sex Boat.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. But it's so funny. My friend's dad had Sex Boat, and Jimmy's neighbor's dad had Sex Boat. Neither one of our dads had Sex Boat, but we had an in. All right. We'll take a break. And from one top 10 list to another, the top 10 most disgusted to have sex with Adam after this.
Ready, one, two, three.
On his first glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me about building codes from the city. On his second Mangria, Adam rants at me
about two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his third glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids
and building codes from the city. On his fourth glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me
four plates of carbs, three drop calls,
two spoiled kids,
and building codes from the city. On his fifth glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me five freeway sucks,
four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids,
and building codes from the city. On his sixth glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me
6 hours of Fortnite,
five freeway sucks,
four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids,
and building codes from the city. On his seventh Mangria, Adam rants at me
7 socks that fill 8,
6 hours of Fortnite,
five freeway sucks,
four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids,
and building codes from the city. On his eighth glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill 8,
6 hours of Fortnite,
five freeway sucks,
yes, four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled kids,
and building codes from the city. On his ninth glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me
9 veggie pizzas,
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill 8,
6 hours of Fortnite,
five freeway
sucks, four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled
bastards,
and building codes from the city. On his tenth glass of Mangria, Adam rants at me
10 lackeys flacking,
9 veggie pizzas,
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill 8,
6 hours of Fortnite,
five freeway sucks,
four plates of carbs,
three dropped calls,
two spoiled,
you little bastard,
and building codes from the city. On his 11th Mangria, Adam rants at me
11 flights on Southwest,
10 lackeys slacking,
9 veggie pizzas,
8 meals from Postmates,
7 socks that fill 8,
6 hours of Fortnite,
High freeway socks.
Oh my God! Four plates of carbs.
Three dropped calls.
Two spoiled
kids. Sit your asses down.
And building codes from the city. On his 12th mess of Mangria, Adam rants at me. 12 podcast tapings.
11 flights on Southwest.
10 lackey slacky.
9 veggie pizzas.
8 meals from Postmates.
7 socks at Phil 8.
6 hours of Fortnite.
5 freeway socks.
Oh my God!
4 plates of carbs.
3 dropped calls.
2 spoiled kids.
You 2 little bastards.
And building codes from the city.
Guys did that live right here, right in front
yep.
of us.
They sure did.
It sounded like they were in a, well, I mean, we're acoustically sound here, but we're not, you know, professional recording studio per se. Like you'd cut a, you know, a music album in. So, goddamn, those guys are good. Straight No Chaser, 5 shows streaming Thursday through Sunday. We'll give them a plug. We can go to sncmusic.com and check those guys out. All right, so we got the list, then we got Vinny. I got questions for Vinny. I already know the answers.
You already seem aggravated.
Yeah.
Well, I opened a drawer the other day at my house, and I found this bag of cauliflower tortilla chips. It's like made, you know, no grain, just cauliflower tortilla chips. Okay. And I was like, oh, it was at night. I didn't have my glasses on. I was like, all right, I'm going to eat these because it's cauliflower and it's no grain. And the next day I woke up and I checked the back and I know Vinny's going to fucking shear a lug nut off. But yeah, sunflower. Yeah.
Uh-oh, did you say sunflower
oil? Sunflower oil.
Done. Nope, that, you're
I know. Why can't they do it? Why? They taste good. It kind of tastes like a tortilla chip. It doesn't have grain in it. Why does everything I like I wanted to eat. I went to Trader Joe's the other day and I wanted to eat artichoke hearts that were like the ones that are like in the jar and they're so good and they're
the
like
time.
Toasted and garlic whatever, and you turn the thing around, it's artichoke hearts, sunflower oil.
I know.
Why can't they fucking do it? In olive oil.
It's got to be a cost thing. I imagine it's much cheaper than olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil.
Expensive oils.
I get it, but wouldn't we all pay the extra 61 cents for that thing if it was floating in olive oil versus sunflower oil?
And, absolutely.
Yes.
And I say 61 cents. It could be 41 cents. But all right. Anyway, we'll get to that devastation with Vinny in a moment.
And because I actually told Vinny I was doing this yesterday and I posted the pictures. Did you happen to see the pictures of the chicken I made last night? I don't know, Chris, if you could grab that.
Super
it's on
difficult,
Instagram.
Time-intensive, labor-intensive
No,
chicken.
Just popped it in the air fryer for 18 minutes. I made barbecue chicken and barbecue bone-in chicken thighs.
Ooh.
And Chris, it's on my Instagram. And just put paprika, onion powder, onion powder and something else, like garlic powder.
What did you use to sweeten it?
Well, I did, I guess you could say I cheated a little, but not much. That's what I made last night.
Looks amazing.
And so I just patted them down so they were super, super dry because that helps make them crispy. And I did just a seasoning rub, put it in the air fryer for like 18 minutes. And then I got just like a raised no sugar added and used just a drop because I'm not a barbecue sauce person. I like dry, crispy. And I did the no sugar added just a one little layer over the top. I didn't like slather it on.
What'd you put over the top?
It's Ray's barbecue sauce, no sugar added.
Ray's, R-A-Y-S.
And just one brush each. And it was sweet enough, you know, it was crispy enough and it was so good.
How's the air fryer work?
It's the best. Oh, you think I'm annoying now with how easy things are. You literally just put it in the air fryer. It looks like a mini R2-D2 and you open the drawer and you put the food in and you close it. And you push the little timer and everything comes out crispy and roasty.
Oh, man.
And I got the cheap one. That's what it sounds like. I got like the $70 basic one and I put asparagus in it, mushrooms, broccolini, anything.
I like
it's so good.
I I've never bought anything and I've never used anything.
That's the one I
use. But I fucking love those infomercials where they're talking about the master blender.
Yep.
And you can make smoothies. And then at some point they blow your mind where they go, you can also make hot soup. And I'm like,
what?
How does the same device that pulverizes cherries and melon, how do we get a hot soup out of that? But evidently you can. And then there's all the things you can do. And I always like when they do this. You just pop it in and walk away.
Yes.
And I'm always like, well, what if I like hanging in the kitchen? No, you got to leave. You got to leave. Walk away.
Go
stand in the entry hall. Go into the corner. Put your face against it.
Turn
your back. You walk away. Don't look back. Yeah. All right. So we got our top 10 list. This is it for 2020, people.
2020 was a big year for social justice. And we at the Adam Carolla Show are doing our part by honoring the diverse group of women who'd be disgusted to have sex with Adam. Today, we'll tick down the top 10 based on your votes on Twitter and Facebook. But before we go through the top 10, let's look at some of the notable nominees who only got a single vote and wish them better luck next year. She is fragile, but sex with Adam would crush her soul. His microphallus would be a macro aggression. With only one vote, I guess the system held you down. White fragility author, Robin DiAngelo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
You get her name out of your mouth, or Gina will slap it out. Dolly Parton with a single vote.
I knew Dolly would hate it that much.
She'd be a good sport.
Yeah.
Not really a woman, but a type of woman. She'll cry, post a YouTube video, and demand to talk to a manager about her single vote.
Oh, yeah.
Karen.
Wow.
Karen.
Just the generic Karen.
Generic Karen.
A Karen.
They'll take a skinny half-calf oat milk latte with light foam along with their single vote. Disgusted to have sex with Adam would be any woman in a New York City Starbucks.
Wow, that's a pretty wide net you've cast there, people. I don't know.
On to the top 10. She'd get more trauma from sex with Adam than she supposedly gave Barron Trump by cutting his dad's head off in a publicity stunt. Kathy Griffin at number 10.
She's a dear friend and an amorous woman. I don't know. I got to push back on this one. Yeah. I know her well.
He calls foul.
I've been to her Christmas parties a few times. I think that door still cracked open. It's not been welded shut.
She'd have to defund her vagina if Adam had sex with her, and she'd use her power to reimagine policing, to imagine being someone she doesn't find repulsive. In the top 10 for the second straight year, Representative Ilhan Omar.
Mm. Oh, she's such a fucking patriot. She's just the worst woman in the world. She is the fucking worst. This goddamn country rescued her ass from Somalia, and she fucking hates this country. Ugh! I fucking hate these people. God, she's so fucking bad in her fucking sing-songy voice and her hates the fucking Jews. It's so fucking horrible. I have no idea how these people get fucking elected, but go ahead.
Well, but that kind of talk.
I know.
After top 10 appearances on the list in 2017 and 2018, she was conspicuously absent last year. But just like her constituents, we can't seem to get rid of number 8. Representative Maxine Waters.
Oh, man. First off, if I plowed her, the wig and the dentures would all come out simultaneously.
Pow.
Pow.
Continuing.
She would reclaim her time.
That's right.
Continuing with our politicians of color theme. She's number 7 on the list, but she's number 2 in line for the presidency. She'll break any ties in the Senate, and she'll break her spirit if she has sex with Adam. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris.
I don't know. I feel like if I pulled out a big joint and we're just like, come on, man, lighten up. Yeah. We like the same music. We're both Americans here.
I'm a white guy right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That guy's got nothing on me.
After a sexing from Adam, he'd cry more than he does on his nightly show for all the COVID deaths.
Oh, no.
Keeping his place in the top 10, a gay man, he wouldn't be glad to have sex with Adam, Anderson Cooper.
Again, I think we could find... We both had the same mom.
Oh, same initials.
Oh, you guys can Google that shit and you have a fucking laugh.
The easiest bet to make the list. The bookies weren't even giving odds. Adam would be less welcome in her bedroom than an Amazon warehouse in her district. Number 5. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, only number 5. I'm genuinely curious about the top 4.
But let's be fair to Alexandria. I mean, think about all the money they saved not having an Amazon hub in her district, right? And they saved all that money.
That's how it works.
That's how it worked. Oh, yeah. According to her,
it's a huge LA cash.
They were going to give them, $10 million or $10 billion in tax incentives. And now that they're not going to open their hub there, they get to keep that $10 billion. That was her statement.
Problem
so
solved.
It's great. Yeah, that's right. You know what? The way to get rich is just reject every fucking business who wants to come into your district, and then you get to pocket all the savings.
I like it.
Yeah.
Especially the big successful ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't often have groups on the list, and one member has already made the cut individually. But the voters have spoken.
Dixie.
Number 4, with nearly 400 votes. All the women from The View.
Oh, I thought it was a Dixie chick group. Yeah.
I don't know, Megan
and
McCain,
that includes Megan McCain.
She broke quarantine to get a shampoo, and she'd never stop showering if she had sex with Adam. Number 3 in line for the presidency, and also number 3 on our list, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Now, is it just my politics, or does something seem wrong with her? Like, she seems like I've never heard her speak where something didn't. She didn't seem. I mean, I know she's old as shit, but
yeah,
does something like seem 80. Wrong with her?
I mean, she's an octogenarian, so yeah, it could be that.
I've never heard her answer a straight question.
No,
ever. And her hands are like flailing around, and it never. It just seems. It seems bizarre that she's in charge of a lot of shit.
She's cagey.
No, but here's what I'm saying. They're people like, you may be politically not in line with Dan Crenshaw, but he seems like a wildly competent guy, right? And like, I'm not a fan of Cory Booker, but he doesn't seem like an insane person who doesn't have control over his like faculties. You know what I'm saying? She seems nuts or something. All right.
I mean, I think that she's sort of a good-looking woman and looks younger than 80, but she is 80.
I get it.
She locks certain controls.
She'd hope to be one of the rising fatalities in her city if Adam had sex with her. At number 2, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Well, she gets credit for answer of the year because when she told everyone to lock it down and then she went out and got her hair done, and people said to her, hey, why'd you tell everyone else they can't get their hair done? And I did get my hair done. You got your hair done, so why is that fair? What'd you say to the people? It was the second part of her answer that was the best. The first part was, hey, I'm the mayor. I got to look good. Although, I am not sure what part of that Beetlejuice haircut she's got that looks good, but okay, she's the face of the city. She's got to get her hair done. And then she paused and she said, and I care about my hygiene. Which is a weird thing to tack on because everybody but me cares about their fucking hygiene. Like, it's an insane, bizarre, narcissistic thing to put at the end of your here's why I did it.
Yeah, you're suddenly talking to all the groundlings and hoi polloi and little people.
Right.
Just
she
so
cares.
You want a haircut.
Yeah. I'd say, look, I'm the fucking mayor. And I wanted a haircut. And I do a press conference twice a week. So, all right.
And finally, we had to go to the judges on this one. But due to an overwhelming 1,241 votes, The controversial number one this year will stand. This newcomer, who never made the top 100 in previous years, takes the crown this year. They/he thanked the trans community for making the world a more inclusive place in his coming out statement, so they/he are included in the list of persons who would be disgusted to have sex with Adam. Timing is everything. At number one, Elliot Page.
Wow.
Wow.
That is worth everything. That was a beautiful crescendo.
That's a Cinderella story, man. Yes. Zero to number one.
Yes.
Yeah,
Cinderfella.
Nobody saw that one coming.
Yeah.
Nobody. That was
good,
awesome, Dawson. Well, yes, put together.
Awesome, Dawson.
Mike Lynch wrote it all.
Awesome Dawson, as the great Mark Garagos would say. Awesome Dawson. That was the greatest moment of my life. Do you know what? You know what we should do? You know they have those... tell me if you guys... All right. I think we could own the internet with... I think we could own the internet with this.
All right.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Give it to me.
Okay. You know, back in the day, they'd have, like, I don't know, cat cam, and it'd just be cats, like, looking at an aquarium or something, or they have the puppies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How about drunk guy trying to eat cam? Because there is nothing better than watching guys that are fucking loaded trying to eat. And I'll tell you why. First things first, they order the sloppiest shit ever. You don't get the garden salad. You get the chili fries with all the fucking fixings, right?
Bean burrito.
Right. You get the greasy, sloppy, big, you know, shit. Secondly, you don't sit upright and eat. You sit semi-reclined, but you list to one side, like you're leaned over on the sofa. At some point, you abandon the fork and you just start going in with your hands. Mm-hmm. The stuff inevitably gets all over your chin and face.
Oh, yeah.
You make extra amount of noise eating because you're drunk, you know?
Yes. And we know it works. There's already a proof of concept because what was the number one video/headline for like a solid year?
It was the Hoff.
Thank you.
Ryan, you got it?
No, yeah, exactly. David Hasselhoff. Well, no, dude,
yeah, the burger
too on the ground. Yeah, he's,
and everybody loved it.
Oh yes, he's the tip of that spear. Everyone loved that fucking video. Why eating a hamburger on the ground? If you could have seen Mark eating chicken quesadillas in the back of the improv, I mean,
but I wouldn't have given.
He was falling over. Also, you do weird things with food, like when he got the pretzel buns, he just picked all the pretzel part off the top with his fingernails. You have weird ideas about eating. You know what I mean?
Do we sprinkle in every once in a while the video of the guy drunkenly eating, of course, but like he's using a fork and knife like on a steak and he can't negotiate the silverware?
Yeah,
that's always fun.
It's always it's all good.
Cleanser, yeah.
It's all on the table, pardon the pun. So get that drunk guy eating cam. It's super easy. It's great. You eat the worst things ever. You put the worst stuff you can put in your body, and then the next day you have no recollection of it, which is... Nope. Fucking lose-lose, right?
The perfect crime.
Nobody wants jicama dipped in vinaigrette when they're buzzed out of their mind. You get the shittiest thing on the menu, you eat it with your hands, and you make a lot of noise.
What gets you running from the other room? I'm thinking like tacos, the aforementioned chili fries, something with open ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You order stuff, like soft tacos, which are hard to negotiate when you're drunk. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of food, Tortorich is on hold. First, I'll tell you about the Solo Stove. Whether you're camping in the woods or hanging out in the backyard, nothing like a roaring fire. Oh, so nice, especially during this time of the year. It's all cold outside. You want to get that going. Solo Stove, fire pits and stoves engineered for adventure. Stainless steel construction design. And they regulate the airflow and burn more efficiently. So, it's a little bit of smoke, much less than a normal fire would be. And a ton of fire, not much smoke. This thing is stainless steel. It is top shelf. It is high quality. No campfire smell on the clothes or hair. Nothing left but ultra fine ash to clean up. Portable, and built to last. Easy to light with a few bits of starter. Lifetime warranty on every purchase. It's Solo Stove, right, Dawson?
No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Adam at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Adam.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Right back, Vinny Tortorich, right after this.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.